Hello, ladies and gentlemen. We're your hosts. I am Mason.
I'm Faraja.
I'm Asher.
And Peter.
And this is the Cosmic Variety Hour. Today we greet you with a special guest, James Smith, from the Space and Things podcast. He will be helping us explain the humongous space kablooey. So our topic for today is the Big Bang. We've been doing some research and I think that we know enough to teach you a few things. Let's get into it. So James, what do you know about the Big Bang?
I heard it was a big explosion, but that's about it.
Well, that's partially right. The Big Bang, the beginning, the horrendous space kablooey, whatever you may call it, has an impact on us all. But how does it have effects on us, and how do we know that it's real?
Well, there are many ways to prove it. We will go over three: redshift, cosmic background radiation, and how the elements are distributed throughout the universe. We will also talk about what the Big Bang is and explain the Big Bang. Let's start at the start.
The Big Bang did not make a sound and was not the beginning. There was no time then. It's hard to understand, but think of it like this. The Big Bang created both space and time.
Well, let's just focus on other things in this journey. The Big Bang started as a point and began to expand quickly. The universe was simply a giant piece of energy, and in a second, it had cooled a bit and formed quarks and leptons.
After a few more seconds, it formed hadrons, and after a few minutes, it had cooled enough to make a new thing called atoms. It only made hydrogen and helium, the most common and simple elements in the universe. One of these elements, helium, is found inside young stars. That is our first piece of evidence that placements of the elements and their quantity.
The expansion of the universe did not stop there. The expansions slowed down more as it grew, but still is expanding. All the objects in space moved with it, so this caused a special effect to light from other galaxies,
which is called redshift. Redshift is our second piece of evidence. Finally, the heat of the Big Bang did not go away completely. The heat left over has formed cosmic background radiation. That's your last piece of evidence to the Big Bang theory.
So James, why are you here?
Well, I'm here to tell you about the all-new book titled How to Make a Fake Ad. It's full of tips and tricks and make sure that people want something that doesn't exist. Find ways to trick the gullible public into thinking that you are an expert in a non-existent job. And to prove it works, it turns out this is actually fake ad and you guys are getting paid. Bye now.
Wait, get back here. He's gone.
Well, that was exhilarating.
Oh well, bye, and we'll see you next time.
But we aren't making another-
Yes! See you next time!